The next patient is Ronald Stevens. The last name is S-T-E-V-E-N-S. First name is Ronald. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white male, a patient of Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, that has a history of non-small cell carcinoma of the lung that has been relapsing. The patient is undergoing chemotherapy. However, the chemotherapy was stopped because of the presence of a significant inguinal hernia that has to be operated and will be in a couple of weeks by Dr. Lastko, L-A-S-T-K-O. After that, the patient will continue the chemotherapy. At the present time, we have a kidney function that is 37 mL per minute. The serum creatinine is 49. The serum creatinine is 1.85, and the BUN is 25. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. There is evidence of some hypokalemia. The hypokalemia and the hypomagnesemia could be related to the administration of the omeprazole. We are going to stop the omeprazole. We continue with the administration of magnesium and we will monitor the case closely. I think that by the time that the patient gets to surgery, the potassium is going to be corrected as well as the serum phosphorus. Following number, the patient has a history of right inguinal hernia that has not been incarcerated or strangulated. However, the bowel content is there, and for that reason, surgery is going to be done. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is no longer present. The patient is on lisinopril. We are going to stop the use of the lisinopril. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking in the past. The auscultation in the right side of the chest has a decreased air entry and bilateral and diffuse from top to bottom wheezing. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post permanent pacemaker, status post PCI. Following number, peripheral neuropathy that is controlled with the administration of Lyrica. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The emphasis was made in reducing the amount of fluid that the patient takes, given the fact that he has edema in the lower extremities, that is 1/4. The suggestion is 45 ounces in 24 hours. Low salt, period. Fortunately, the patient has been able to eat, has adequate bowel movements. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 8 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.